The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, for tonight's meeting. I trust you. I look up to you today for help from above, that the blessing of this moment will not elude us, that will come into everything that you have for us tonight. Holy Spirit, help me. Help us. Guide our thoughts tonight. Help us learn in every place that is needful as potters of our experiences. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Mighty Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're looking at the service of God. That's what we're looking at. Servants of God are in the service of God. And like we read from Romans chapter 12, I beseech you, therefore, by not brethren, by the mercies of God, I present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. I would say this is a basic tenets of service. So, service is, we are called into service. The Son must serve the Father. That's why Jesus became the Son. That's why He didn't come as the Word. He came as the Son to show us how the Son should serve the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. So we know the Lord is speaking to the Lord and says, I want to make your enemies. So the Lord, who's been speaking to us enemies? Your enemies. These are my enemies. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies. So the Lord who is speaking to must have moved to a place where he can have enemy. Because the Lord who is speaking cannot have enemy. Satan is not the enemy of God. I think you know that. Water. He no get enemy. Amen. God cannot be. Who says the enemy of God? Who is that person? You must be stupid to say you are God's enemy. God is not in a status where you can say, if somebody is your mate, you'll be rivaling with him. You don't get rival. You don't get equal. Say amen. Are you in the house, please? Scriptures is meant to breathe to us. It's meant to breathe to us, and you must wait for him to breathe. You don't quickly take a scripture, one verse. You allow him to breathe to you and give you understanding. That's what he said, give me understanding, I shall live. You need to be quick in the word of understanding. Or else you'll be making an argument that does not profit. It doesn't give life. Amen. So here we know that the Lord, who is speaking to the Lord, the Lord is speaking to the one who has enemy until I make thy enemies. So the Lord is speaking to actually came to the realm where he can have enemy. But if it's eternal, eternal will not get an enemy. The eternal God is thy refuge. It's you don't confront him. You don't even see it. Isn't that what you see that you fight? No creature ever knows what is called eternal God. The eternal God is their refuge, and underneath are the everlasting hands. So it means that this Lord has moved to the everlasting hands, right? So they can't be the same. Yeah, you understand. No, the thing is, let me tell you, blindness is very, very terrible. I'm telling you. What you can't see, you can't see. Open your you can't see. But seeing is a facility in the spirit. Until it is installed. You can't say, I want to see. No. I told about the story of fullness many years ago. When he was about to start reading, and you give him something, and he will see the picture. I'll be telling you the story of the picture, thinking the story is what is under it. So that's not the story. So later, when you know the story, say, let's read what is under it. Say, I can't read it. I wonder. At least you know ABC. Try. Say, I can't read it. That was a dealing for me. Well, I've never seen that in my life. I have seen children try. He wants to read blessed. Is it blessed? No, blessed. I've seen children try that. You know what I'm saying now? But the child will say, I can't read. Look at it. Spell it. I can't read it. That was a dealing. The fathers have dealing. Children have a lot of pictures they bring. And you have to learn them or else you will misbehave. So I told myself, leave this boy. Because the way I was feeling, if I should hit the head. But it looks as if it's not making effort. Why would I buy a book? I buy a textbook. You are not making effort. At least you should think about the cost of the textbook. He doesn't know the cost. I can't read it. So we left him, and he was going like that. He was going to school. He can't read it. On the day, he took the book and he started reading. And he started reading very well. He didn't say blessed. He just said blessed. No? So I don't know that. Okay, in learning word, there's a studation. That's why you should pray that for the Father of glory that he may give unto you the Spirit. It's installation of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him that he may give. You can be a believer and not have it. But you should not teach until you have it. You can be a believer and not have it. But you should not attain to teacher status without having the spirit of wisdom and revelation. To know him, not to know Bible. You can know Bible and not know him. The height of your understanding, being enlightened. So it's installation. And when you are going through that journey of installation, you will know you are on a journey. I know how many years I pray for the spirit of wisdom. I know how many years. I know how many times. When some of these people talking now, I see primary school students. So I know it. And I know when it starts coming. I know when it starts building up. So, if you have never labored in that prayer for a long time, and know that when the student comes and start talking, it will be clear. Scriptures will fall in line. No scripture will be falling away. You won't look away from any scripture. Every scripture will connect. The study you do in which some verses are put away, it's not complete. It's not complete. You have to look away from some verses. Because it knocks to your face against what you're talking about. So, search through the scriptures. In them ye think. Yeah, those who are Bible studies people, they think in their study they have eternal life. But they are testify. That's why you must allow all scriptures to testify of me. They testify. They are they that wish testify of me. So no scriptures should be falling away. It must have the right place to say amen. So thank you very much. So you can see. So it's clear. One is talking from a realm to another one who is not in his realm. So the eternal can't have enemy. It's the everlasting that can have, can you see? And the eternal is their refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, arms. So all the everlasting realms are realms of battle. Arms. And shall thrust out the enemy from before thee. So there are enemies that are before him. Yeah, that are before him, that are also everlasting beings. Say amen. These are not enemies you quickly know. You also need the mayor of revelation to understand the word of these enemies. They are not enemies that doesn't make you, that keep you from poverty, that keep you from, they are not. Their job is that you should not have access to light. You should not see. If we're not seeing, you should not see more than us. Are you there with me, please? That's the arms, everlasting arm, and shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. So, it's actually the realm of revelation of destruction of the enemy. Because that's the realm of destruction. In the book of Psalm 91, say amen. In Psalm 91, is it verse 4 or 5? Now, for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, can you see that? Now, for the pestilence, it starts from verse 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, another his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. Are you there? Nor for the destruction that do what? That wasted at noonday. I told you that is the highest of them. God is an enemy that operates at the noonday. No enemies operate in darkness. The thief here comes in the night. But when you see Boko Haram, they come in the day. They don't cover their face. Those ones can do more devastation. And so spirits that operates, that walks in the dark, are destructive. And that is a high spirit of the everlasting world. Say amen. I want the house, please. So there must be redemption from destruction. It's a higher redemption walk from destruction. That is why it says in Psalm 103, who forgiveth the offer thy iniquities, who healeth the offer thy diseases, who redeemed thy soul from destruction. It's a high walk to redeem thy soul from destruction. Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. So you can use the light of that realm. Because I've taught before, loving kindness and tenderness are lights of the everlasting. Loving kindness is light. Say amen. And tender mercies. Loving kindness is lower than tender mercy. Tender mercy is higher than loving kindness. I spent time on that last year. Praise God. So these things are not grammar. They are unveiling to us certain world or realms that commands the reason why the Son had to come. But as God in eternity, he won't show that. Because there's no assault that will make him show that. You know what I'm saying? Now? Sometimes some skills you have until somebody challenge you. You can be a taekwondo high better. All of that inside of you is in you. And be in suit. And be working in the office. So I'm saying there's nothing. But if issue that put demand on that happens, your suit will fly away. The taekwondo thing inside of you will roll out. So the Son is the one who came to show us that. That's why I think in 1 John 3, 8, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that it might destroy. Can you see? That it might destroy the works Manifested means appear. So in eternity, you will see the sun. The sun appear in the everlasting world. But because he's a son of the throne, he has to return back to the eternal sun. I want the house, please. But the major job is to show the everlasting sun so that the works of the devil can be destroyed. If it doesn't come as the sun, you won't see that world. That's the purpose. He that committed sin is of the devil. So it's the realm of the devil world. Are we in the house, please? For the devil sinned from the beginning. And because of that beginning sin, can you see that? You won't see the beginning sin except the sun comes. For this purpose, what's that purpose? The sin of the beginning. The Son of God was manifested that it might destroy the works of the devil. Say amen with me, please. Are we on the same page? That is the major job ahead. That's the major job ahead. That's the major thrust of the gospel. The gospel must achieve that. That's the reason why Jesus sits on my right hand. Sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to send the rod of thy strength. There's the rod of thy strength. Come and say the rod of thy strength. The rod of thy strength. That's the rod of the strength of the Son of God. The rod of the everlasting Son. The rod of his strength. Authority of his strength. Or scepter of his strength. Say amen. So it means that in becoming son, he waged war against all manner of spirits. I want to ask this. To become that scepter. That rod of strength is the rod of God's strength or God's authority to destroy the works of the devil. Say amen. I went to the house, please. So he called it also the rod of that strength. What he called in verse 3, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy strength or thy power. In the day of thy power. That is where it is in their power that the strength is made out. The strength is made out in the day of thy power. So that power is talking about the power of the everlasting or the power of the Son of God. It's also called eternal power. Are we in the house, please? Say amen. So the issue of Jesus, all of that, it's not simple as Christ, the Son of God, Christ, I believe in Christ, it's not simple like that. A lot of things was wrought in him, and that's the only person that can use to show the works of God. Amen. To go from work to greater work. From works to works to works. So God was able to find Jesus as a tool who can capture him in that realm, or else there's no way to see God in that realm. Say amen. I went in the house, please. The works that I do shall ye do also. The work that I do shall ye do also. And greater works than this shall ye do. So there are works. Works that the Son captured. Amen. So thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. So it means that your people are going to actually arrive in that place, and they are going to handle the rod of your strength, and that will be the day of thy power. So it means that it's the old things for his people. Yeah. I want the house, please. It's for his people. But there's a job to be done. There's somebody who does not want you to serve God, and who has done something in you to do the service to God. Who has turned us to instruments of service to himself and against God. So it's such a way that you can never please God, no matter how much committed, determined you are. Some of the people we have as our friends and ministers, all of that, they want to also do it. They want to serve God. But you are not mindful. That's why you get born again, get filled with the Holy Ghost. get to the gift of the Spirit. Are we in the house, please? And get to know some few scriptures by following. Maybe you follow a little of the Canadian books, a little of this book, a little of that book, match together. And have the charisma to command followership. And you just assume you arrive. Listen to me. You just going to find out that you have not touched, you have all your life, you have not tampered with the devil. Yeah, you have not touched the devil. Maybe you have touched demons. You will find out later at the end of that many of the things you have done, that the devil helped you to do them. Yeah? Because the devil is a worker. He's a tool of work. And instead the son undo the work in you, you will do his work. I'm not saying you won't preach the Bible. You'll preach the gospel. But in work. Are you in the house with me? Say hey, man. So that is why the gospel has to do with God also changing you. So you can handle what can make you walk with God. Paul said, we then as workers together with God. Not workers for God. Amen. And to do the work of God. And that's why you can't do the work of God until they change your way of believing. Now, if you believe, if you know you have believed Jesus and you already have what all that Jesus have, then you can't know the work. There's a work meant for those who will believe. You will go to a journey of belief. Belief. So these things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and in believing, you have believed before, you have confessed, you are born again, you will need an underscore of believing. And you will do that for life. But for you to break into the thoughts of God more accurately, you can, you may have to go into believing for the next 20 years. All you, the Bible is that God will be showing you, will be opening your eyes, and you'll be nodding right. Yes, sir. Yeah. Enlightening you, and you will have nothing to contribute than discovering it. Because we were all blind before. Yes, amen. Amen. So confession does not take away your blindness. Yes. I'm a child of God. My eyes are open. Does not. Confession does not. Because the one who brought the blindness there did the work. So they have to undo the work for you to see. Amen. Amen. Jesus healed the man that was born blind. He took him away from the city. Took him to the outskirts of the city. And took clay and anointed his eyes. To let you know that for eyes to be open, work must be done. He didn't speak to him. He took clay and anointed his eyes. So do you see now? So I see men as trees. To let you know it's a gradual process. He anointed him again. You will spend years. Whatever we're saying at this point, you only can only have faith to believe it if you are sincere. But you can't see it. You can't see it. You can only believe it. Your heart can tell you, that's true, that's true, that's true, that's true. Not because you are seeing. Not because you are hearing. You now have to believe. First, that's seeing. Yeah, can you see? Yeah, I can see. That's why you have to be sincere. And I talk to all believers everywhere, no matter where you are, on that whosoever you are, don't let anybody tamper with your sincerity. Don't let allegiance to anybody tamper with your sincerity. To see one, two, three, and to nod your head, that's true. No leader should tamper with it. And your allegiance must not bring to them, must not take you to that point. Say hey, amen. So at least if you can save that generation, you can arise tomorrow and save a generation. But if you follow a blind man, you all fall into the ditch. Say hey, amen. So see, it's not simple. It takes time. And you have to just call the phone. Over the years, I've had to many times wait for people. Sometimes wait for 5 years, 10 years. For them to see what you are saying. I said, guy. And same person you talk about is reading Bible, is teaching Bible. Yeah, what you are saying is not seeing it. And any effort to make him see it can get into fighting. Argument. He can't just see it. He's not. Ah. Shimiloju. Oluwa. Bokon mi soro. Aye raye. Fumi logbo. Kin le se fere. Kin le ba. There's an enemy you must overcome. So the people, his people, is the reason why he came. Because the enemy actually were the enemy of his people. So Jesus became a man so that he can become part of us. Hallelujah. Say, hey, amen. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth, or the strength of the youth. So you see that the whole of the journey that these people would take is to ensure that they are able to handle the rod of strength. They call it another place, the rod of iron. Called iron. It's what signifies strength. When I say strong, strength. I think Daniel was talking about that kingdom that had the power to destroy, to break into pieces. It's the strength of iron. Say amen. So iron signifies strength. Rod of thy strength is the rod of iron. Are you with me in the house? Say amen. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 2 verse 40. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as what? Say amen. Amen. Well, the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron. So there's gold. There's silver. There's brass. But none of them is typified as strength. They have their glories. But the glory is not the strength. So this fourth kingdom is iron. For as long as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things. And that was of this destroy. Destroy all things. So many things that survive in the kingdom of the gold and all of that will be torn apart in the day of iron. That's why it's the last of the kingdom. It's the last weapon of the devil to rubble the world, to rubble creation, so that it will not have hope. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is first he came down to the gold kingdom. God still used Babylon. But God cannot use it. He can't use it. There's nothing good about it. And as iron that breaketh all this, shall it break in pieces and bruise, crushing kingdom. So if God is going to save at that time, God must bring a people of strength. Amen. The glory of the kingdom of the Son that will deal with this kingdom must be strength. Because they that know their God shall be strong. Shall be strong. And do the will. That thing called express, the will. Or the covenant. Amen. You can see that this monster. trust spirit has a lot of strength to counter the covenant. It goes to the saints. It goes to the sanctuary of strength and counter covenant and break men from being able to respond to God's strength. Are we in the house, please? So it's not the day of religion. It's a day of battle. It's a day of crushing. It can enter the system. It can enter church and cross strength. You cross strength. Men will not have what it takes to go with God. As they go with us, not going to be a believer. Go towards God's strength. It will weaken them from moving towards strength. The Lord is your strength. It's your everlasting strength. So the realm of the everlasting world is the realm of strength. Say amen. So he needed this kingdom to come with that brutality. It will come now and mix with the seed of man. Say amen. With the seed of man. That's why we have the feet of iron and clay. He needs that for permission to enter nations. Seed of man. You can see his brutality in the religion we are seeing now. It's part of the expression of his seed. It's conquer, destroy. Anywhere they get to conquer, destroy, burn. I don't know how many books, how many libraries, how many houses they have burned. Get to a whole village and burn the whole village. Even their children have learned to burn houses. Small boys will burn houses. Their wives will burn houses. It's that terrible spirit without mercy. That's just an expression, physical expression of their strength. The strength is much more spiritual. See, he has to morph out that religion after many years. Say amen. He's been conquering strength. He saw that he wasn't able to meet with the church. He was trying to conquer the world, conquer with all manner of strength. Church was moving. Okay. Just in 200 years, church has moved to all continents. All continents. Church in Egypt, massive. Church in Ethiopia, massive. Church in Iran. Church in Syria. Church in Damascus. I'm not talking about small church. I say massive followership. India, that's Thomas area. Strength. The apostles were demonstrating of God's strength. Say amen. So he knew that he has to come out physical because it's not yet time for his sonship to be fully manifested. Amen. There's the son that will fully blow out that strength. That's the Antichrist. He has to come out in the physical and blow out the religion that will have physical attack straight on Christ. All who are being manical will be attacked straight. Come and on every tenet of sonship, attack straight. Attack the cross. And he just attacked that way by idea. He came out with sword. That is that spirit. But that is the most physically hazardous expression. It's a spirit. Also have strength and intelligence. Say amen. That's why the new age and themselves are working together. They're working together. But at the end of the day, there's more strength in knowledge than muscle. Because they that know their God shall be strong. Say amen. So in the days of the high on, there will be much intelligence. Be time of intelligence. Strength will move into mind. That's why technology on itself was no problem, but because the spirit of the age is driving it. So it's not just driving it for convenience, it's driving it for manipulation. It wants to control you. It wants to have you. Hallelujah. I went in the house to get a place. But oh, Daniel shut up the words and sealed the book. Even though the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Because the time of strength, knowledge will increase. Why? A wise man is strong. Yay! A man of knowledge increases strength. So it's an age of much learning. Learning has stopped now. It's an age now of controlled learning. We're no more learning. I think we're no more learning. It's a time of using learning for control. Every knowledge of him has never been finished. It's a time of just bringing out things for control. That's why it's major essence of knowledge at this time is for weapon. It's weapon for warfare. Bow weapon. Farmer world. That's what they are using knowledge. Knowledge is, if you are not driving knowledge along that line, nobody will buy what you are saying. They will tell you, we already know what you are saying. What we don't know is what can control men. What can make men to serve us? Am I with you in the house? Hallelujah. Are you blessed tonight? So, this is the enemy that God will have to raise a people that can attain to strength of the rod of iron. Revelation chapter 3. Can we see that place quickly? That should be the church of, is it Thyatira? Amen. Are you there? Unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, and as many as have not this doctrine, which have not known the depth of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none all the burden. Without which ye have already, hold fast. Which ye have already, hold fast till I come. Amen. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works. And keepeth my works. No, what's called my works here? It's the work of the Son, which the churches have received. So it's my works to the end. To him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with the rod of iron. So the enemy operates with the rod, with iron, with the strength of iron. So there must be a people that will arrive at the place where they can also use the rod of iron to break them. As the vessel of a potter, shall they be broken to chivas. So iron can break. When is the sixth, a stronger iron? What does a goldsmith use to beat iron? No, it's not be iron. Break them with the rod of iron to cheer us, as even as I received. So he received of his Father. That's where he got that strength. So it's actually in the Father. No, the Father will not fight you, but he has it inside of him. So it's the Son that can unveil it for weapon, because he descends to realm where battles are. Father will not come in there. But he has given the Son. Can you see? He has completed the weapons, the materials for the Son. And the Son, who also used it to commit it to his people, whose job is to destroy the enemy. Are we in the house, please? It's true. Jesus, when he said Jesus broke the head of the enemy, he broke it. He broke it by wisdom, by understanding. But he didn't break it in terms of putting it away. Because somewhere there is still a kind of a special man that is not fallen man. So if he does it that way, go away, then we say, God, you didn't play to rule. It was man that fell. So it must be fallen man that should rise. Say amen. So let's see how you will father a fallen man. If you father Jesus, you have not done the job. You know, he fathered men, and they became iron. And they are doing devastation. I father them. And now they can break kingdoms. Are we in the house, please? So you father them also. Let's see. So God, in his wisdom, said, okay, I will father men. I'll father them. So they are dust. I'll father them. So let me send my son first down here. Amen. And show them the example of what a man should be like. Let him open up the way of life to them. And when they hear him, they'll believe him. That's why I call them his people. You know, for a long time, God didn't call Israel my people. He called Israel Moses' people. Say, amen. This is something I'm going to call them my people. And now he said, you're going to meet your people. Go down and meet them. They've already made vain of themselves. Go down and meet them. You're your people. But when he wants to talk of Pharaoh, let my people go. If you don't let my people go, I will strike your people. Israel is my firstborn. But in real practice, in the spirit, they have not attained to firstborn. So when it's between him and Moses, he said, go and meet your people. God is the one that, when he meets Sarah, my people, yeah, my people. But Moses, your people. Speak to the children of Israel. Hallelujah. Say, hey, amen. So we can see that is the father's expectation. So Jesus received it from his father. And we also have to receive it from the son. So life must reign. Say amen. And life will reign by breaking nations. I say break them does not mean you crush them. Break their strength. Break the strength that the enemy put in them. To make them what they are, to resist the gospel. Break them. Open them up to the love of God. That same nation who doesn't care about God, begin to love and respond to God. Break them. Break their makeup. Break their strength. Break their philosophy. Break their ideology. Break their national strength and glory that keeps them away from me. You can see the way Europe make a mess of America. In the World Cup, and they are just telling that football belongs to us. You don't know that Spain was making a mockery of Argentina. You don't know? That's what they did. It's a mockery. They were saying that football belongs to us. Football does not belong to gangsters. I mean, for the first time in the World Cup, for 90 minutes, no shot. I've never watched a football like that. I've never watched one. At least if it's from 50-meter box, I just shoot one. Because the god of football is in Europe. Have you ever heard about Argentina league before? Have you ever said a Nigerian person making money from Argentine league? So it doesn't belong to them. So, that star is from Argentine league. That's the strength of nations. Glory of nations. So on a Sunday morning, they can go take their children to the football field to go and learn football. On Sunday morning, there's only one boy in Manchester takes away poverty from those families. Only one boy in Manchester City. Amen. So there are the things that makes nations resistant and look away from the gospel. Are you with me tonight, please? So I'm just trying to let you know that Now, that thing called rod of iron is the will of God. It's the will. That's why I read in Daniel. Let's go back to Daniel. Say amen. Let me start from verse 30. For the ships of Shittim shall come against him, therefore he shall be grieved and return and have indignation against the Holy Covenant. So when you hear Holy Covenant, covenants are nothing for, under what for? Will. Okay? Hebrews, let's see Hebrews 10. Are you there? Verse 9, then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second. Thy will. So he takes away the first. What's the first? What's the first? First will. Thy will. From this statement. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will. Huh? O God, he takes away the first. What's the first? The first will. Are you there with me, please? That he may establish the second will. By the which will? Second, by the which will. Can you see that? We are sanctified through offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering after time the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin, forever sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemy be made his footstool. One sacrifice, so that sacrifice takes care of what will deliver the rod of iron. Can you see that? So, for by one offering he hath perfected forever, then thou sanctified. Which by the Holy Ghost as also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that we'll make. This is the covenant. This is the will. So, the first is the first covenant. The second is the second covenant or the new covenant, right? The first covenant is the first will. Are you there with me? And the second is the second covenant or the will. So, covenant and will are the same, okay? Say amen. That's why for lawyers, anytime you are doing will, it's an issue of covenant, right? Barrister. Amen. So, he shall have indignation against the Holy Covenant. So also shall he do. He shall even return and have intelligence with them that forsake the... So, the major strength is how to make men forsake the covenant. Or forsake the will. How the sacrifice should not be able to fulfill its full effect. And that's one of the things it does when it tells you once and forever saved. He has already robbed you of that to forsake that covenant. God, it's not just, it's not confessing it. The covenant is the program that should deliver to you the will, which actually is the rod of iron. Now, when you have access to all this will, you start seeing things in the spirit. Just seeing will of the enemy. Start seeing Satan. You start seeing beyond what we call wrong right here. Huh? Amen. Aha. You start seeing the one behind everything. But when it moves in air, it will crash through religious system. And they will all subscribe. But they can't discern the operation that somebody is already working to make them forsake the covenant. That's for those who even have a beginning. I want the house, please. Who have already begun the covenant. You know, you begin the covenant in charity. It's when you get to charity that is confirmed that you have begun the covenant. I want the house, please. Which is completed in the everlasting world. Like we said last time, where do we begin from? You begin from the good will, right? And good will begin in the Christ world. So what? What's the next thing? Acceptable will. What's the next thing? In the same covenant. That's why Jesus says, took the blood and said, this is the blood of my testament for remission of sin. And I will not drink it again with you. I will drink it when I come to you in my Father's kingdom. So it's the same cup that we move through. Can you see that? So you will drink all of it. So there are measures of drinking. You can drink per time, huh? Until you can drink all of it. So the thing is not instantaneous, okay? The work was done once. That once does not mean that once in one whole work of Jesus way through the air, through the cross, through the his death, through his resurrection, once like that. But the administration is not once. You can see he has perfected forever they that are sanctified. And you know those who are sanctified? Amen. Hebrews chapter 2. Let's see those who are sanctified. Hallelujah. But now you say I'm sanctified. I'm redeemed by the blood. You will confess it. Amen. 2 verse 13. And again, I will put my trust in him, saying, behold, I am the children which have been given to me. Okay, let me see verse 11. For both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, and they are not ashamed to call him also brethren. Can you see that? Amen. But Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. So the only way you're going to be ashamed is if you have received the gospel of Christ. So those who are sanctified, those who have been justified by the faith of Christ, are those who are sanctified. And the mark of that is that they are after charity. It's the charity is the bond of perfectness. It's the bond that you have been sanctified. I went to the house, please. It's not easy to pick you along the way until you have the fruit. So we are sanctified, justified. And there are those who may come, who we call it my children. Can you see that? We have said that the high priest come out of the eye of the most holy to pick children in the sanctuary who have been sanctified. Am I within the house? For both that are sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one. For which cause it's not ashamed to call them brethren. Say, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise. And again, I will put my trust in him. So it's not those who believe, those who trust. I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I am the children which are given to me are for, which is said, they are for signs and wonders. In Isaiah, right? And these ones are called his disciples. So they are not those who believe Jesus who are claiming new Christian realities. No. They are those who have received this word, who has continued his word. Say amen. Who have believed, who have received his word, who has continued his word on his words. Who are called disciples indeed. I went in the house to get a place. We have to route like this because I know you know them. I'm routed because of men that will hear us. All these days we have to say it very well what we are saying. Hallelujah. So in the middle of the church, so there are churches in the church. Amen. This is the church of his brethren. Don't quickly say, I'm a brother of Jesus because you believe Jesus. So I'm the brother of Jesus. You can't use this verse. You are not yet his brethren. Have you been tried? Have you been tested with the word of God? Amen. Are you in the house or in the place? Can you say you have been washed? Can you say you have been justified in the name of the Lord? Praise God. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. So the name is those whom we can declare the name of the Father to. Because they have his name. They already have Christ's name. So now you can declare to them the name of the Father. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of that church will I sing praise unto thee. Are you in the house with me, please? Hallelujah. Glory to God. When we get there, we hold the rod of iron. I don't know say, hey, man. I don't know what eye looks to you to be, not to be in the to be in the forefront of the battle. It's better not to be alive at all. than not to be in the forefront of the battle. It should be the desire of every one person who have believed Jesus to know that the best way to wait for him is to become his service end. The hand that he will use to bruise his enemies. Amen. It's utmost. The utmost thing is the enemies. It's our enemies. If our enemies are not dealt with, then we have not lived at all. If you leave the earth and your enemies are intact. Or I'll call our enemies. You know, to even open somebody's eyes to the real enemy. Is that another warfare? When they are preaching, you are hearing it, obviously tell you, Pastor, you have not mentioned my enemies. You seem to, there's a way by your growth. You seem to know your enemy. By the way you grew up from your childhood, from the warfare of your parents you saw, your environment. You know what I'm saying now? Now I'll tell you about a story about when I used to hear witches sound on my roof. Nobody say I sleep. I will open my eyes. I'll be hearing chew, meadow. The same time every day. yo, every day. And if some children here today, they won't sleep anymore. And we have seen their devastation. What the arm did, what they have done. Oh, our street was an ugly street. A very ugly street. Miserable things happen nearly every day. One boy will go to farm, he won't come back. One boy will join lorry to somebody, somewhere there. Timber will hit him against the wall. All manner of things. Oh, all manner. We had our own fair share. And I told you about buying a new bus. In 7 months, it has worn out. A new bus. Every morning, the bonnet is hot. I know over there they drive it rough. Through the whole night, drive it through the night. In 8 months, the engine, everything just started falling apart. We're wondering what really happened. I never said, Daddy, I try my best on this car. I can swear, I tried my best on this. And they told us that they are the one driving it. Hallelujah. If it's not one of my children, they'll be wondering, ah. When you are in the old system, you know what I'm saying? Nobody sit and tell you, you are in the system. And there was one who was keeping the account of when the boss goes out, I'll keep the account. We sold it out in scraps. My father's own car got knocked. And because in the old, around that street at that time, he was the only one using car, you know. So, the funniest thing was that just a weekend before it, the mechanic was still saying, Daddy, you got a good car. This car is when the one service the car. after pouring the engine to it, open it and throttle it. Car, water is dropping at the back. The next week when it knocked, we're wondering from where. The man said, I cannot understand from where. From where? So, you know, funny thing was that. So we brought the engine out. When we brought the engine out, price changed. It was in the days of, should be Shagari moment. Things just changed from little price to high price. We were thinking about walking on the engine, returning back. We couldn't return the engine back. The piece of the engine was under my bed for a long time. And the guys were coming and stealing the parts, selling the parts. I'm telling you, that car never came back. It never came. Oh, that street, witchcraft. They'll tell you that they're already finished. It's already finished. That's already finished. It was not existing anymore. So all the things we're gathering under our bed was nothing. Was nothing. With time, the total thing just somebody came and took the slayer, and no one took them and stole them. Everything went. So I know them very well. I know them. I know them. So when you grow up like that, you seem to know the enemy. That's what we're talking. Hey, Baba, your mind will be flashing back to those things. So I'm saying, and those things were done so that you can never see the real enemy. Yes. Give you past experiences so you won't see the enemy. That's why there's power in revelation. When there's revelation, it opens your eyes of understanding. You just see it. It's real. Thank you that we should be saved from our enemies and from the ends of other haters. Israel did not know their enemy for a long time. Up till now, they have not known their enemies. The thing is Arab world. It's Satan. Hallelujah. When the enemy came to Africa to come and take the slave, they carried both the witches and the wizard. Their witch couldn't save them from Mika. from slavery. They tied all of them with chains and put all of them in their ship and moved them to America to go and work on the sugarcane farm. Slaves. To let you know that spirit was a trap. It's not a high spirit. Very low spirit. Eh? They burned all wishes and wizards inside there. Now she again found the walk tire. Did they die? So when you're in your village and you're thinking that there are other powers that you know nothing about. You should know power as globalized. Not just local powers. Like what Simon they call the great power of God. The great power of God. Not that he has power. The great power of God. He bewitched the whole land. He's a local champion. So the job is to cast blindness on those in that territory. That's what they will know is called power. Hallelujah. Say amen. So Africa, people, Africa with the African magic. Is it okay? Some people, they want to return back to the African magic. I said, you don't know that way. You don't know how many years they were there before they came out of the place. There's nothing there. With your magic, white man will come and take you as a slave here. Because it's not every power that is mystical. There are mental power. There are metaphysical powers. Huh? Oh. Where is someone there? I enter the wall. Africa don't suffer too much. We can't allow slavery again. Say amen. Yeah. So we're in them, right? So when you shall stand up, And a mighty king shall stand up and that shall rule with great dominion and do according to his will. This will here is the will of Satan. And when he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken and shall be divided towards the four winds of heaven. And not to his posterity, nor according to his dominion, which he ruled. For his kingdom shall be plucked up even for others beside those. And the king of the south shall be strong, and one of his princes, and he shall be strong above him, and have dominion. His dominion shall be a great dominion. And in the years of that, in the end of the years, shall join themselves together. For the king's daughter of the south shall come to the king of the north to make an agreement. But shall not retain the power of the arm, neither shall he stand, nor his arm, but it shall be given up. And they that brought up, and he that begat her, and he that strengthened her in this time. Amen. So let's move a little bit faster to verse 31. An arm shall stand on his path, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength. That's a great breaking. Okay, 30. Let's start from 30. For the sheep of Shittim shall come against him. Therefore he shall be grieved and return and have indignation against the Holy Covenant. So shall he do. He shall even return and have intelligence with them that forsake the Holy Covenant. So they will have reason why they should forsake the covenant, right? Amen. Intelligence is the place of reasoning. An arm shall stand on his path, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength. Can you see that? Sanctuary of strength. So the essence of the sanctuary is to deliver strength or deliver will. All right. So when they say somebody is, that guy is too difficult. It's his will. Okay? That guy is very difficult. It's the will. You can't just break through that will. So the strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination and make it desolate. And such as do wickedly against the covenant, shall he corrupt by flatteries. So it will ensure that people have no reason to keep on the covenant pursuit. But that's the way they can have strength. But the people that do know their God, can you do that? Can you see that? Shall be strong and do. Exploit is in italics. Is it right? Is it in your own Bible? So, shall do covenant or do will. Shall do will. So, they will finish the program of will. They will say, hey man, somebody says it comes to pollute sanctuary of strength. It means that it's to act men from moving from goodwill to acceptable will to perfect will. That's where it's in the perfect will that rod is delivered. So when you complete that rod is delivered. And it doesn't want the people of God to have the strength against him. So it will do everything to corrupt their understanding. That's why that woman Jezebel, can you see Jezebel? That woman Jezebel, what's the job? Corrupt the servants of God. Can you see that? By making them to join table and to commit fornication. Can you see that? So it will introduce to them other knowledge that will corrupt their knowledge. That will not engender them continue in the will. You lose strength to pursue. Somebody will say, I was in this message for some time. God delivered me from it. What happened? Somebody has warned you. A spirit conquered you to stop. See, issue of saving the soul sometimes looks tiring. They say, why will my soul be saved now? Okay? So it's easier to reserve to a place when they say you are already saved. Is to stop you from pursuing salvation of your soul, which is the end of your faith. Yeah, we're talking about when we're going to finish your charity, the charity now. You see, natural man's soul does not have patience to continue in things of God. The only patient he has is for his own thing. If he still have a degree, he will be patient. He will spend 4 years. There will be a strike. You go back home and recall, you still go back and resume again. 1 year to strike, you go and learn tailoring, fashion. He will still go back to school. He won't say, I'm not going anymore. Let me finish. No, he will still go back. He has no patience for his own thing. But he has no patience for the things of God. Hallelujah. The one who wrought in us the works, spend time to do it. He spent time. And Jesus said, the day is for work. I walk while it is day. For a normal walk when it is night, right? Are there not 12 hours in the day? So the day is for work. So when you say you are children of the day, what does it mean? You are children of work. They will walk in us all through and through and through. Say amen. We know they finish this matter. Now we go shop till we leave this place. Hallelujah. So when somebody says that, just say, yeah, sorry. The enemy conquered you at the end of the day. Yes, yeah. So there's an enemy who doesn't want anyone to gain strength. So when you're on that path, it gets after you. It gets after you. Come with all manner of tribulation because of the word. Because of the message. Troubles will come. And what is it? To weary you out of it. That's why he that endure it to the end. If there are no contradictions against you, what are you enduring? The same shall be saved. In those days, the love of men shall wax cold. Not make the love of men wax cold. They don't get job. They get job now. Interest in things of God will just work. Just say, if I come, will I find faith? Praise God. So you can see there, those who are strong are those who and do. So they will do the will. They will be people who are people of the will of God. Or we can call them the old God. The old God generation. Men will not stop until they break into God's will. Why is that still there? They want to complete the will. And that's why a pastor will pray. We'll pray for those who have believed that they will be complete in all the will. Epaphras, my fellow servant, who labor in prayer for you, that ye may stand perfect, fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete. Can you see that? That's the prayer. That guy kept praying for the church, that they may stand perfect. That's mastery. And total, complete in all the will of God. So, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy foot. The Lord will set his rod of thy strength out of Zion. That's God's expectation, the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of thy people, and thy people shall be willing. They shall be willing in the day of the power. Thy people shall all be enlisted. They all will be enlisted. In that day, that people will have what it takes to be motivated. What does it mean? It means that thy people have actually used the goodwill. Say amen. Amen. They have used the goodwill. They have used the power. They have used the acceptable will. And because they have been adopted into the word of the perfect will, that's where willingness is driven. So, if you don't use all the will and move to the word of perfect will, you won't enter to the word of the age of willingness, where the power of God is what is working out willing men. Amen. So, it's not just what you will now, it's what there's energy to roll the will of God. Christ Jesus said, not thy will, not as I will, but thy will be done. You know that there's a power working out that thing that cannot make him stay in his will. When Jesus answered Peter and said to him, get behind me, Satan. Thou savourest not the things of God. You will think that Jesus has all the energy that time to go to the cross. He has willingness to go. But he has no excess all the power to go. So he's willing. But when the day came, he knew that he needed more strength to be able to go through the cross according to the will of God. Uh-huh. Not just go through the cross. According, because all events, most events about his promise of his Messiah are tied to 3 days. More than 70% are tied to his death, are tied to his trial, his arrest, his trial, it's a condemnation. Then it's the cross, the burial, and resurrection. More than 70% tied to 3 days. Which must not, it must not fail one day. Or else it's not the Messiah. No, that thing, only God, that thing. That's why nobody can act Messiah. Something we face, sir. Nobody can act Messiah. Nobody. Something we go out of. So it's not a thing you cram to act. There's something within that was responding. He's already in alignment. He has tied himself to the throne. His will is willing with the throne. The will is in the will. So anywhere the will goes is where it goes. He has tied it over time like that. So responses is not something you're thinking. Hallelujah. And actually, that's how we are. You have finished 2 years with that that accuracy of striking. Pa, pa, wow. The more we press the gospel, the more we align. The more you align. That even ordinary national desire is no more your desire. Like they've just said, how I long to drink of the water of the water of Bethlehem. That's no more David that was longing. It was God in David that was longing for water of Bethlehem. Why water of Bethlehem? For water. That's the same place where the Philistines have placed the garrison. Who will bring me? How I long that I drink of the water of Bethlehem. That thing was how will I call it? Eternal desire. Longing for the place where the enemy has taken. And 3 guys came out and took that venture and broke through the garrison of the Philistine to go and take the water and broke through to come out. When they came and they gave him the water, said, this is not water, this is blood. He poured it to the Lord. Man whose life has been poured out. So, they need to do that to get the treatment man. It's men who can fulfill the highest desire. Those who are most willing. who will not count their life. That's it. So shall I drink the blood of these men that have put their lives in jeopardy? And they didn't see that as risk. They see that as fulfilling desire of their king. It's the will of the master. And he said, these are the 3 mightiest. It's not easy to pick my test in the army of David. It's not easy. Guys are terrible. Is he Adino? Is he Adino? Or the son of Dodo? Those guys that will fight in the time of snow. Huh? He said, my sisters, those guys, eh? As I hear the brother of Joab, that word says of a light feet. Light feet. First, the pie has gone. When he was going after, this was the general of Abner. Abner. Abner knew that he would catch him. He was shouting, "Stop pursuing me. Stop pursuing me. Turn aside. Don't stop pursuing me." He knew that he had to hack him down, or else he would get him. Terrible guys. But when it was a time to choose my test, they have to look at whose will can be laid down? Who can suffer jeopardy? Who can die the most? He didn't mention it. He just said, "Hey, I just want to drink. I just love." When some people hear that, they'll say, "Hey, get my bambi. Bye-bye, the Kusibio. God is of Bethlehem. I said a generation will arise that will fulfill the highest desire of the will of the Father. That will not count their life as anything. Yeah. It won't be that they're endangering their life. They will have poured out their life. So what the will does, the will is to will out your own life. That's why it has to be good. It has to be good will. Each time I have to read about the army of David, I say, what kind of a brother? Anytime you have to just go and read it, you'll be laughing. How God used them to turn around those hooligans. Those Eliab boys, those destitute, so I know in debt, who are discontented. I want to sue. Distressed people. Those who are in debt. Only busy. And since they choose to follow David, David was okay. Now David had no choice. Because at that point, who would follow David? David was also an Eliab. An Eliab. An Eliab father. Amen. So to get 400 men is not done, man. In a few years, he has turned them to skillful men. They are not guys who break bottle. No, they break bottle again. They will. Skillful. Sometimes we meet people that have sword in their hands and to collect the sword. Without anything, and they will collect the sword. And kill the enemy with their own sword. They have zero tolerance to see enemy. They have zero tolerance. At the point they said, "David, you can't go to war anymore. Don't leave us to the war. We cannot suffer you out of this matter. You are more than 1,000 of Israel. That is the light of Israel." Hallelujah. So the gospel is material to turn will. Those that we do covenant or practice covenant and be strong in those days are those who have used for a man to fight, and the sword to cling to his hand. Nobody said they tie it up. They didn't tie it to his hand. It clipped. The muzzle can't drop the sword. It can't open hand and draw sword, sir. So that person has died for your hand to be stiff to hold sword. Atiruepa. You have gone through pain. Pain at the kusono. To hold it, you have hold it in pain. Serious pain. And kept fighting with pain. Not drop it down. After he has finished fighting the enemy, to drop the sword down. He couldn't unclip his hand. To draw sword. They don't know pain. When it comes to what David says is God's will. And that's him, David, he says, serve his generation by the will of God. So they all of them connected that thing and he took them over. Hallelujah. I see you in the picture already. I see you in the picture. I said on Sunday here, you will stand and defend the gospel. You will stand and declare the hope of the gospel. In the place where men are dying, you will give them life. Because the will of God is in the promise of eternal life. That's the essence of the will. It's according to the promise of eternal life. Amen. Am I with you today? Let me read Ephesians 6 to us. 6, let me read from verse 1. Ephesians 6. Hallelujah. Are you blessed today? Heaven is walking on the earth. God is building his people. Ephesians, I'm going to read from 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Are you there? Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise that it may be well with you, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And if fathers provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh. I like this place. With fear. Are you there with me? And trembling in singleness of your heart as unto Christ. See verse 6. Not with eye service as men pleasers. But as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will. Can you see? So it's saying that, now look at me. It was talking to servants. Now if you are a master, you are at the place of advantage, right? Amen. Now you are expected to do the will of God also as a master. But Paul was saying that, when you want to do goodwill and master goodwill, they will make you to serve a master. Oh, get it. You don't get it yet. Because, you know, it's not easy for water to run against slope. It's natural water to flow down from a slope. So if water is going to need to go through a slope, you need to pump it and give it pressure. So the engine of will in you will not develop power if it's not pumping against prayer, against the slope. Your engine will be weak if you are at the place of advantage. For example, when you have a lot of money in your hands, so just say, oh, you're having it, collect. It's easier. So that's also a kind of will of God. But it's easier than when you don't have enough for yourself and you have to still give. Something in you will have to die out to do that. Say, hey, amen. I don't know if you have said that. So that was what Paul was the first explaining about Macedonia. Out of their deep poverty, can you see that? They begged Paul to be part of the giving. Now, if they excuse themselves from it, it will be normal. Natural, right? Paul will not even feel like, because it's clear, deep poverty. Very obvious. Say amen. So your willpower in the gospel is developed much more when you are disadvantaged than when you are naturally advantaged. So, master, slaves there. What is this? Someone say, are slaves. That's another day. People say, Bible supports slaves. Why would they say, slaves should serve their masters? They don't understand the eternal service that is higher than the present service. Why should Paul allow slavery? He didn't invite slavery. He met slavery. He didn't create it. And none of them used as half a slave. Jesus didn't have one. Another apostle have one. So it means that they didn't encourage it. But they didn't go straight to confront it. Then they confront the system in the soul that created it. It's sin that created it. Say amen. So those who are blind don't understand that we are not of religion that used slavery to prosper. No? There's no church history that told the church history that the church prospered by slavery. No. You know, you can always have something to hear from some of these guys, you know, here and there. Sometimes just talk and say, the church also, how will the church, you see, the church likes, just encourage, how do they call it now? Colonization. They encourage colonization. They encourage, you know, class life. No, church does not, that class is not God's problem. Say amen. It's not, you have not seen the enemy. That's why it's your problem. I went to the house, please. For God, it's about giving you a nature that can connect to throne. That can make him a servant, a slave, to be the master of his Lord. In practicing the will of God. Not in shaming your master or manipulating your master. I went to the house, please. But it's not of the life of God flowing through you. So, amen. So, with good will, doing service. So, he's saying that slaves should use the good will, Christ's will. The good will is the Christ's will. Say amen. Good, acceptable. But use good will. Good will means that you are not going to serve your master, you will serve Christ. I would not. You will serve Christ and you will serve it from the heart. As to the Lord and not to men. Verse 7. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same he shall receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. So status is not the issue there. The issue is that what work is rotting you? What are you doing? But what you are doing becomes what you serve. It becomes what your will is used for. Say amen. There's nothing as easy for servants to seek to please their master. What do you call it now? Face pleasing. When it's not there, eye service. There's something about that just your master wants to be impressed. So you give him eye service. He said that eye service will not actually empower your will. Because that thing does not, that will does not recognize the time of your choice to give it. It actually works much more when it's not your choice. I wonder, why is this? When it's not falling well for you and you choose to do it because of Christ, that's how the will is empowered to further do what is right in God's sight. Say amen. I like that place because it gives instruction, first of all, on using the goodwill as service as to the Lord and not to men. Know that whatsoever that good thing that any man doeth. They now say, and ye masters. Can you say? do the same thing unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect. So it's saying that in that bond of free, use it to empower your will. Because there's something you are still gunning for. There's a future you are gunning for. You have to hold the rod of iron. So serving your master now is not a problem. And the things you are going to confront in the future. So use that service to your master as a springboard, as an advantage. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Am I within the house? Romans 9:16. So then it's not of him that willeth. I like this place. Not of him that runneth. But of God that sheweth mercy. That's will in three different words. Not of him that willeth. Not of him that runneth. So it's still will that runneth. So there's a point when him that willeth is when will is walking. It's time when will walk. Walking worthy of the Lord unto all places. But as you use it that way, it also moves to running. So the will start gain speed. So it means the thought of God can be done speedily. Quickly. You quickly understand the will of the Lord and you quickly align to it. Quickly. Oh my God. And when the will is running, it's calling for mercy. Right? Because God is quick. God comes from the quick word. And when he says anything running, he knows it can be quickened. Say amen. So, when you see angels that are quick, or angels you see that blessing his angels that excel in strength. So it means that now your speed determines how excellent you are. So they calibrate your excellent by your speed. I don't know what I'm saying now. So if you are slow, if you are lagging, then you are not excellent. You're not in that class. So the reason why they want to walk is to gain speed. So when you run, you can excel in strength. Say amen. So when you excel in strength, you are swift in the spirit. You are swift. If you look at all those armies of David, swift men. My angel said, as I hear my father speak, so I do. As I hear my father speak, as I hear. You know where the father is? He's at par with the voice of the father. Hey. I wonder how I'm saying that. What makes us slow is our will. There's a way your will slow you down. If your master or your husband, your wife says, help me with that bottle. What determines how you take it is from your will. Sometimes your will is not voicing loudly, but it's voicing in the doing. Sometimes it takes, you have to be very, very attentive to hear the voice of your will. So if they allege your will, you defend it. You say, but that person knows that you are, there's no speed. So that reluctance, no, you are not doing it. That reluctance means that something is still in you that should be worked out. And you know the way, let's say, energy has high performance. You know what it means? Is that the way the system response time of that system. And that's why most of those high engines, they have a kind of oil. Don't use just any oil. They have a grade of oil that matches their walking. When you see cars like Benz cars, is that the high rate Benz cars, they have their engine, their oil. If you put other oil into it, it will knock. I tried it and I paid for it in a very hard way. They say it's Mobi 1. I said, which one Mobi? Why don't you use any Mobi now? I just went and just bought Mobi and pointed to it. Engine knock. What's saying? My performance is not with this oil. That oil is holding the engine back. The same thing you point to Toyota, Toyota will be happy. So there's an oil of grace that should work in you. That's like that song. He said, if we hope to end at the revelation of Jesus, there's a grace that should come to us. Oh. At their revelation. That willingness from their heart. Nobody's seen it. Yet there's nothing resisting the will. There's nothing resisting. The will is no more thinking otherwise. The will is no more thinking. It's no more afraid of himself. The will is no more thinking about the cost of it. He has died to cost. He has died to self. He has died to gain. He has died to everything that we consider. And that's what the gospel does. That's why they give you commandments. Commandments is to deal with your will. Say, hey, man. There's a grace that to be brought to us when we hope to the end at the revelation of Jesus. At the revelation of Jesus Christ to us. That we have to wait for him. Say, hey, man. Let's just pray a little bit tonight. Can we pray a little bit tonight? Brother Baleshke, Prihanda Sepolo, Apropolis, Prihanda Sida Librehashka Pata. The Brother Bonamata, Heste Librehashke, Prihanda Sidaba.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website, www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.